off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Are you nervous?
Never flown before.
Nothing to it. Just sit back, be a bird, and drink up.
Sometimes I cry, sometimes I fly like a bird.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. Let's go digital. That's the buzz that we've been talking about for months.
And, years, actually.
Well, true.
16 years now of iPads, if you can believe that.
Right. And
10 years. It was 2016.
Yeah. And Dennis is way ahead of the curve in this regard. He's a gadget guy. Computer geek, whatever you want to call it. He's right there. He's an early adopter in that technology, and he's pushing harder even now because you want everything digital, right?
Well, I do. I mean, we switched from paper charts to digital, and nobody's looking back on that decision at all. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right?
Sure, I missed having the free gift wrap later in the year, you know, old sectionals, but I can live with the nostalgia of that.
Yeah.
But, we're still stuck carrying around things with us, right? Greg, what are you required to have on you when you want to exercise your privileges as a pilot?
By
Do you remember?
Medical certificate and your POH. Is that what you're talking about? Or
well, you're close. Yeah. On you personally, you have to have your medical.
Right. And your logbook.
A pilot certificate.
Yep.
Pilot's in your case, as a student pilot, yep, you need your logbook because
right.
That's where your endorsements are going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need a valid government-issued photo ID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Why? Why do we still have to have all that on us? The FAA can look us up in their computers. I mean, if I can go into the TSA screening and not have to present a photo ID because they can facially recognize me as I walk through.
Right.
Why am I still having to carry all of these pieces of paper in my wallet in order to exercise my privilege as a pilot?
Mm.
So there is a bill in Congress right now, basically to allow that. So we'll see.
What, you mean for a digital ID? Or
a digital driver's license, basically, or a digital pilot certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, they've got it right now. There's probably half a dozen or so states and more coming on all the time that are allowing you to use your phone as your driver's license. You know, using like Apple's wallet or Google wallet, you can have a secure copy of your driver's license there. And if you get pulled over, you just show the guy your phone.
Right.
So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, heck, my car, I don't even have a key for it. I use my phone as my key. So I've got my phone with me everywhere.
Right.
Why should I have to carry these, you know, documents? And of course, you know, the medical certificate's still just a piece of paper that's folded up with ink and, you know, get it wet. Which, you know, has never happened to me personally.
Never.
Never. We could eliminate that by just having a digital certificate. So I'm hoping that we will see some movement on that. I think it would make it a lot easier.
Well, I would agree. That would make a lot of sense. I mean, because that's basically
so
what they...
never happen then, is what you're saying.
Well, true. Don't let common sense, get in the way of making a good idea or something, something to that effect. But... yeah, I mean, the problem is the other side of the argument would be, well, those are easily forged, maybe, I don't know, which, I mean, we figured it out for banking and everything else. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, and that's why it's not just going to be, you know, like the official FAA app, you know, it's literally going to be one of the wallet technologies, because Apple's already got this figured out that they're, you know, when they're doing a digital driver's license, it's secured, it's validated with the state and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so it wouldn't be any more difficult to, you know, basically set up your credentials and validate it with the FAA that, I mean, right now you can go and put my name into the Airman Registry. It's wide open. It'll tell you what certificates I hold.
Right.
So,
I mean, they're just going to take the hard copy and plug it into a computer anyway and see what pops up.
We'll just save them the step.
Exactly. So I don't know. I mean, you're right. I think it could happen.
Whoa. Can I get that in writing? Put that down on the calendar. Dennis was right. I need to show that to my wife.
Well, okay. I'll back you up on that.
All right.
I think, you know, that's where we're headed for sure. But the problem is you are going to get the blowback for various issues, whether it's, you know, okay, that's going to make it easier to, you know, scam or whatever, you know, well, can you trust the technology?
Will it, though?
And
When's the last time anybody's asked you for your pilot certificate?
Never. Actually, thank you. For me.
The only time I've ever had it is like when I'm applying for insurance, they want a copy of it.
Right. And that's they usually want you to scan it.
Yeah. So wouldn't it be simpler to send them a digital link to the certified? Yeah.
Agreed. Yes. But once again, I mean, when you throw in the technology element, you do get some blowback sometimes. I mean, just there was an article in AV Brief a couple weeks ago about ForeFlight, and they had to kind of nip the rumors that they were incorporating AI into the next update or something. Did you see that story? I was like,
I did. And part of that is probably, you know, somebody's misconceptions, because what they said is that the new version of ForeFlight going forward will require at least a minimum level of the iOS.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for Apple. Yeah.
For Apple devices. Well, the reason for that isn't because they're needing to use the Apple AI function that was introduced with some of these newer version of code. It's literally that the hardware is getting so old, and by establishing this new bar, they're saying, okay, we want to have new features, and it's going to need to have it has to have this part, this code, because the features just aren't there. Mm-hmm. And the hardware is getting too slow. It doesn't perform well enough.
Right.
So it's a way to, it's basically not planned obsolescence, but it's there. But if you're running older hardware and you can't upgrade, you'll still have updates available. You just won't be able to get the newest features from ForeFlight. They'll still have updates available for a while that will support the older platforms.
But the threshold that they are saying that you need to have is also the same OS that they incorporated.
The Apple Intelligence.
Yes. And everyone's like, whoa, coincidence? I think not. I don't believe in conspiracies, but this is one of them. And so, yeah, I don't think it was anything nefarious in that regard, but it did stir up enough blowback that they put out a statement like, look, no, we're not, you know, we're not downloading any kind of robot or, you know, intelligent design thing on your device now. That's just not how we're going to roll. But the fact that they even had to say that to kind of make sure people don't get the wrong idea or start a thing to me, I find that kind of humorous in a weird twisted kind of way.
It's not the first time that they've done this. There's been multiple announcements over the years where they've basically established a new line in the sand. So it has to be at least this. I remember when they made the minimum, basically like an iPad mini 4.
Right.
You had to have at least that.
It's technology. They, you know, at some point they got to cut bait, right? When it comes to how far they can go back and make all the latest and greatest features available. But on the AI front, I mean, that's where, you know, people get a little edgy. Wouldn't you agree, Dennis? They like, hey, I mean, I love Otto and Airplane, but I don't want them on my iPad. So don't even think about
cockpit. What do you mean?
Well, I do. He's kind of, it's kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what, you know, some people that get a little, I think, overly paranoid in that regard. And I don't know, would it be so bad if we had AI built into something like that anyway? I hopefully.
Depends how it's used. I mean, are we going to use AI to transcribe, you know, ATC clearances and put it in writing so that we don't have to go back and ask them or you know, something like that, something useful?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I didn't screw up. It was my AI Otto who did it. I mean, if nothing else, you got another scapegoat, but they're probably not going to accept that.
No, it's still pilot and command responsibility.
Right. So, I the pilot probably does want to maintain that level of, keep the liability purely on him and not some computer that might make a mistake and make him look bad. I guess that's what, I see both sides. Yeah, but I think from a
planning perspective, you want to incorporate some AI in there for, you know, intelligent routing and, you know, better analysis of winds and things like that. Let's get crazy. Let's go nuts.
Elevator doesn't know when to go down or something. I don't know.
Something.
Yeah.
Let's party like it's 1999.
Okay. On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Yeah. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.